Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Time for Am I Curious, where you ask the question and we dig up the answer for you. Here's today's question.
Hi, my name is Blake Trombley from Canton, Michigan, and I'm curious, why are so many of Michigan's vineyards located on the coast?
Blake told us he specifically wants to know how cooling effects from the Great Lakes impact our state's wineries. With us now to answer Blake's question is Brad Boffman, who's a horticulture educator at Michigan State University, also an adjunct professor at Southwestern Michigan College. Great to have you with us, Brad.
Great to be with you.
Why do we see most vineyards on coastal regions?
So it's interesting that your listener's question was phrased as, what is the cooling effect? It's more a warming effect from the water than a cooling effect that helps us, which might seem a little counterintuitive at first.
Yeah, because usually I think we think of cooler temperatures, you know, at the coastline.
Yeah, we do in the summertime.
Mm.
But in the wintertime, the water is warmer than the land, which means that as the wind is coming out of the west over Lake Michigan, it's actually warmer when it comes off Lake Michigan versus if it was coming off the land. So for grapevines, what that means is, if we can sort of put ourselves in January or February and say it's the coldest night in the middle of the winter, it's 0 degrees.
All right.
Or -5 or -10, or during those polar vortex years, even colder, right? So on a night like that, if we're close to the water, especially within 10 miles of the water, but even 20 miles, it's going to be warmer than if we were inland.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When I think of all the vineyards I've seen on the Leelanau Peninsula, that's why.
That is one of the reasons they are there. Grapevines are a little wimpy when it comes to dealing with cold temperatures, which obviously is a part of life for us in Michigan. But those cold temperatures are actually moderated by the warming influence of the lake in the wintertime.
So when we think about what we have here in Michigan, how does what our condition along the lake coast of Michigan, how does that impact the kind of grapes we can grow here?
So we're limited in Michigan in several ways. Number one, what is the minimum temperature we're going to get to in the middle of the winter? And as I was talking about earlier, closer to the water, that's going to be a little warmer. Mm-hmm. But it's still a lot colder than a lot of the wine grape growing regions in the world, right?
Right.
So we have a number of grapes that we've sort of tried to grow in Michigan and are really hard to do here unless you, like, pull the vines off of the trellis and bury them under straw in the wintertime to protect them from the cold. Mm. There's a lot of varieties that we have a very hard time with here. But then there are other varieties that actually do really well in our shorter growing season and actually make for much better wine because of the cool temperatures that we can get here. In the fall. Some of those would be Riesling, Cabernet Franc, Lemberger, Chardonnay. It's funny because people don't think of Michigan as a wine state, well, a little bit more now than they used to.
Yes.
But there are certain varieties that here we can get beautiful acid development that in other regions of the world they really struggle to get, and we have no problem with it here.
And thus we have some of these award-winning Michigan wines.
Indeed.
Brad Boffman is a Michigan State University horticulture educator. We want to thank you so much for helping us with Am I Curious?
I'm so glad I could be on, and I would encourage your listeners to drink Michigan wine because that's my bread and butter. So
there we go. Thank you so much, Brad. And we also thank our Am I Curious question asker, Blake Trombley, for asking the question, why are so many of Michigan's vineyards located on the coasts? If you have a question about Michigan that you'd like us to dig into, just go to the stateside page at michiganradio.org.